Hello again, friends and neighbors, brothers and sisters, strangers, and even a few enemies. All right, that covers all bases. It's Pastor Bob, and this is today's edition of your daily devotional on the book of Job. And we will be getting chapter 15 today on this lovely middle Sabbath called November the 3rd. Amen to that. A day unlike any other. And there will never be one like it again. And so, before we begin chapter 15 of Job, remember, let's review a little what we heard in chapter 14, or at least what we heard in all three of those chapters that were Job's response to his friends. The common, theme is that trouble, happens. I guess you could say that with another word. Stuff happens, and all of us have had it happen to us, right? It's part of the human existence. We're all born that way. Remember in Psalm 51, which we read periodically, when it says, "And in sin did my mother conceive me." You ever wonder about that line, if you've noticed it? We're all sinners. And how could two sinful people procreate an unsinful outcome? As Job said, he said, I think something like, you cannot bring a clean thing out of an unclean. That's a universal rule, if you're looking for those, right? We're all in this. But towards the end, we get a breakthrough, and we begin to get a sense of the faith of Job, which, frankly, if you think about it, we haven't heard a lot of. We've heard a lot about God, but I'm not sure what that means for his life of faith. Remember in verses 14 and 15, he said, "If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hands." It's always been a question for us. Is there life after death? Is death the end of it all? Or perhaps just the beginning? And that entire chapter, chapter 14, was an elegy, really, as J. Vernon McGee would say, of death and how Job sees it. Amen. Hey, back up to the same page now in under 3 minutes. And it's time for chapter 15. And now Eliphaz is going to begin the second round of responses. He'll get one chapter to do it, and then he'll get an instant reply from Job. Does it feel like it's turning into a presidential debate? Well, anyway, chapter 15. Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied, "Would a wise person answer with empty notions, or fill their belly with the hot east wind? Would they argue with useless words, with speeches that have no value? But you even undermined piety and hinder devotion to God. Your sin prompts your mouth. You adopt the tongue of the crafty. You own mouths condemns you, not mine. Your own lips testify against you. Are you the first man ever born? Were you brought forth before the hills? Do you listen in on God's counsel? Do you have a monopoly on wisdom? What do you know that we do not know? What insights do you have that we do not have? The gray-haired and the aged are on our side, men even older than your father. Are God's consolations not enough for you, words spoken gently to you? Why has your heart carried you away? And why do your eyes flash, so that you vent your rage against God and pour out such words from your mouth? What are mortals that they could be pure, or those born of woman, that they could be righteous. If God places no trust in his holy ones, if even the heavens are not pure in his eyes, how much less mortals who are vile and corrupt, who drink up evil like water? Listen to me, and I will explain to you. Let me tell you what I have seen, what the wise have declared, hiding nothing received from their ancestors, to whom alone the land was given when no foreigners moved among them. All his days the wicked man suffers torment, the ruthless man through all the years stored up for him. Terrifying sounds fill his ears. When all seems well, marauders attack him. He despairs of escaping the realm of darkness. He is marked for the sword. He wanders about for food like a vulture. He knows the day of darkness is at hand. Distress and anguish fill him with terror. Troubles overwhelm him like a king poised to attack. Because he shakes his fist at God and vaunts himself against the Almighty, defiantly charging against him with a thick, strong shield. Though his face is covered with fat and his waist bulges with flesh, he will inhabit ruined towns and houses where no one lives, houses crumbling to rubble. He will no longer be rich, and his wealth will not endure, nor will his possessions. He will not escape the darkness. A flame will wither his shoots, and the breath of God's mouth will carry him away. Let him not deceive himself by trusting what is worthless, for he will get nothing in return. Before his time he will wither, and his branches will not flourish. He will be like a vine stripped of its unripe grapes, like an olive tree shedding its blossom. For the company of the godless will be barren, and fire will consume the tents of those who love bribes. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. Their womb fashions deceit. Amen. Quite a chapter. Can't wait to hear Job's response to that tomorrow, right? All right, well, that completes our episode for today. Remember again, no Zoom discussion group tonight, but there is a servant circle meeting at church at 7 o'clock. Everyone welcome to that gathering. And finally, I'll just say I recorded today from the silent, quiet setting of the prayer room at Vine Street Christian Church in the back corner. And it's a beautiful, beautiful view from here. Amen.